Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers.
I see Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back.
So go and roll.
Go on and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die. That's what you do, small business owners. That's the reason I'm so proud of you. You roll the dice. You take the risks against all odds. But that's the reason why you're my heroes, and that's the reason why you're the hero of a lot of people, including our good friend Doug Tatum. Doug's with us right now. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Doug is the author of No Man's Land, which is a very important book. What do you do when your company is too big to be small and too small to be big? This book is as evergreen today as it was a couple of years ago when it first came out. Doug is entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University's Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship. Doug, thanks again for being with us. You want to give us a website?
You could NewportBoardGroup.com. I'm actively involved with those folks and their work with entrepreneurs growing through No Man's Land. So that would be the best one.
NewportBoardGroup.com. So check that out, folks. Yeah. Doug, in the previous segment, we were talking about banks, and we wrapped up the segment a little bit on banks, but I want to get into that a little bit more. In the first segment, and part of the second segment, you were talking about how some of the investing groups are moving down market. They're finding more smaller companies more attractive than they used to be,
right.
And that's good for small businesses. It's also good for their competitors who should be able to find an opportunity. But here's the thing, folks: when those things happen, when those companies are acquired, that's not going to change how you do business. It's not going to change the business you're in. But it is going to change how you do business. So you got to remember that and make those adjustments. But the banking situation, Doug, is what I'm the most concerned about right now, because the independent community bankers right now there are about 6,000 of them.
Right.
And there at the high was around like about 10,000.
Right.
Now there's about 6,000, and we've lost about, I'm going to say, about 1,500 from consolidation and from failures as a result of 08. We've lost about 1,500 or so in the last 5 years. And my independent banking people tell me that 6,000 could get to 4,000 over the next 10 years, 5 years.
Yeah, and I tell you that what's happening is that the regulatory costs just require a bigger bank to make any money. And so what you're doing is you've created a place where you have an unsustainable economic model as a small bank. And as you and I have talked, that's not a good thing for the country in our collective opinion.
The low interest rates make it where people aren't depositing their money with banks anymore. And that's banks get the money they lend, the spread that they make, they get it on deposits. Make it on deposits.
Yeah.
They pay you 3% and they charge me 6%. They make that's where they get their spread, and that's another problem. But besides the regulatory thing, the Dodd-Frank bill was not a good friend of the independent banks because
right.
Doug, they treat every bank as if it were one of the big New York banks.
Well, and then you have the systemic risk issue of almost all the wealth of the United States concentrated in four or five banks. So it's an interesting, we live in interesting times.
We sure do. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you, Doug, and I've been warning about this for several years. I wrote an article reporting on all these details a year and a half ago that was distributed throughout the banking industry. And I'm going to go back and say this again. America was founded when local business people created an independent bank in their town.
Yep.
Small banks and small businesses built America. The economy of America was built by small businesses, and farmers, ranchers, and small banks. Doug, what do you think?
Yep, I agree, and that's in jeopardy right now. The
capital
gap is tremendously larger than it was when I wrote about it.
And we have people in Washington today, Doug, that if they could get their head around this issue, and I'm not even sure they have the acumen to do that, they still would be indifferent to it. And that's a problem too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion, show.
Have to have you back. Hey, Doug, congratulations on the move to Florida State University.
Thank you.
You don't want to hear about my prediction about the BCS game.
No, I don't, because you're from Alabama. I do not want to hear that.
Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Doug joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.